Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Okay, everybody. Family meeting. Need you to help. Could you put your phones down, please? Take out your earbuds. And if you could put the Allen's coffee brandy back in the glove box, we'll have time for that later. But we need to talk about Monday, okay? Memorial Day. Yes, which is solemn, which is sacred, the day we honor the men and women who gave their lives for the country. But, you know, it's also the unofficial start of summer and Maine's tourist season, which really for us isn't a season anymore. It's a desperate business plan. And here's why. In case you haven't noticed, we're not exactly cranking out the shoes, the paper, the textiles, the furniture, the toothpicks, and 4x4s the way we used to. Big mills. Some are gone. Some are still hanging on. Some are looking at the power bills, looking at lawmakers, looking at political decisions being made in Augusta, and they're saying, you know what? Why should we hang on? The Kennebec Dam, Ford Dam deal. Yes, Appy, we're keeping our eyes on it. And smaller mills? Yeah, the political class, we know they're a little too cozy with the solar lobby. Yeah, Milo Chip, Lumbra, Pride, we see you. We know. So here we are. A state that once made things now depends on people coming here to look at things. The ocean, the mountains, the lakes, the woods, the lighthouses. Solar panel fields? Not so much. Windmills? No. But lobster rolls? Blueberry pie? The moose that never appears when we're actually trying to take a picture with a camera. Okay, if fewer people come, then we had better treat the people who do come like gold. We learned this from Aroostook County last year. Stats are out. Fewer tourists, but those fewer visitors, they spent more. Good job, Aroostook. You did right. You treated them right. So people stayed longer, they spent more, and probably went back home saying, you know what, we should go again. Or maybe they told their neighbors, you know where you should go? Up to Aroostook County. So that right there, listen, family, that's the assignment for the whole state. Not just hotels, not just restaurants, not just campgrounds, not for the kids serving ice cream in Bar Harbor who lost his will to live before the 4th of July. All of us. We're all in tourism now. So from now until Labor Day, we need everybody to listen up. We need everybody to play their part. Stoic Maine. Friendly Maine. Iconic Maine. Okay, not fake Maine. Not plastic Maine. Not brochure Maine. Just maybe if we could all put the best version forward for Maine for the next 10 weeks. Okay, now since this is a family meeting, we're going to have to go person by person. Graham Plattner. Okay, buddy, you're dressing the part. You got the beard, you got the Oyster Man thing, allegedly, going on. You look like you could fix the dock, split the wood, and yap foreign policy while back in the trailer down the boat ramp. Okay, that's good. Could you cut back on the cussing in your videos, please? I know, you're real, you're not polished, you're not scripted, you're not Washington, but grandbuddy, the tourists are coming, and some of them have kids, and some of them have grandmothers, and they all have money. If you wouldn't say it in church on Sunday, I don't know if you go to church on Sunday, I don't know. If you wouldn't say it on church on Sunday, maybe not say it in your videos. So Graham, here, I'm going to send you a link here. It's an online thesaurus. Maybe you can choose some other words. And while you're on your computer, maybe delete your browser history. I don't know if that's going to sanitize the old P-Funk, P-Hustle, P-Daddy, P-whatever Reddit situation you got. I think that ship's already hit the ledge. But a clean start is good. And we encourage clean starts around here. Okay, who else? Susan? Susan Collins? Susan, you keep doing just what you're doing, okay? Please. Because while Maine depends on tourism, you know who we're more dependent on? Washington. Federal money, federal projects, federal programs, federal access, federal influence. And whether people want to admit it or not, Maine has become a state that needs someone who can still pick up a phone and get somebody in Washington to answer. So, Susan, we're going to ask you a favor. We're going to ask you to keep standing tall. If you want to, you can keep wearing that scarf and you can say the moderate thing. Look concerned and you can do that nod thing that you do. We love that. You know the one. That little I have reservations nod. part of the brand. But Susan, while you're at it, maybe have your pack pals keep it classy, like, you know, at least until Labor Day. All right. Janet, where's Janet? Janet Mills? I know technically you're still around the Senate race conversation, and politics can change. I mean, Graham could implode at any moment, and you're still on the ballot, okay? Even though every day somebody opens up another closet and a Reddit raccoon jumps out. Where? But you've already tossed. No, what's the word we're using, Paul? Chuck. Yeah, you've already chucked your bouquet to Hannah Pingree. We saw it, okay? You did the governor thing. You do the poetry thing. You do the future of Maine leadership thing. So this summer, can we get you to lean into that? A Maine pose? Maybe some more of that Maine prose? Some of that Maine poetry? Maybe that quiet grandmother energy? Walking on a trail? Maybe a loon? A line from Edna St. Vincent Millay? Janet, here's the problem. You know the president's going to say something, and you're going to respond, then somebody else is going to respond. The national politics is going to roll into Maine like a fog bank with teeth. Please remember this. Tourists may be blue. Tourists may be red. But their money is green. And we need as much of it as possible because of your policies coming up the turnpike through the tolls in Kittery. Okay, where are the Democrat protesters? Are they even here? Are they even listening to Democrat protesters? Yes. Yes, you. The ones we saw outside the J.D. Vance visit. With the signs. The costume. What was with the caveman? And the pool floaty. I still don't know what the pool floaties were for.
Yeah.
Were they protesting inflation?
No! Hey!
Or does someone have plans to open the Penobscot as a lazy river? Okay, look. First Amendment. We get it. But you're not really acting or dressing like the first thing a tourist thinks of when they think of Maine. So let me say this first sincerely, okay? Thank you for not being violent. No, really, I mean it. Businesses usually do not have to board up their windows because they heard the Republicans were going to hold a rally. Okay? You guys knew, well. So could we compromise, Democrat protesters? If you're going to protest, could you maybe do it in Carhartt? Could you put your slogan on a plaid sign? Could you chant maybe in a way that sounds a little bit more like a sea shanty? And I'm just brainstorming here. I'm just workshopping this. Maybe we could hold the public demonstrations of democracy off until after Labor Day. I'm just asking. All right. Speaking of the Vance visit, Bangor. My beloved city, my beloved queen city. Can we talk about the needles? I know. Public health, harm reduction, bigger picture, complicated issue. I found three outside my office downtown this week. Just sitting there. Hey, Bangor. Tourists do not come to Maine to explain harm reduction to their 8-year-old in a parking lot. If we're giving needles out, again, brainstorming. Could we maybe get more serious about getting them back? A better deposit system, a return box, maybe a reward. You get a coupon. You get a scratch ticket. I don't care. Bring back 10 needles. You get a free whoopie pie. Can somebody workshop this? Because vacation land and watch your step, they shouldn't be in the same brochure. Lewiston. Carl. Mayor. Carl. Can I call you mayor? Should I call you mayor? Because you're supposed to act like the mayor, right? That means the meeting is supposed to look like somebody's in charge. If you need a mentor, call Mark down in Portland, Carl. He's not perfect, but compared to what I'm seeing. Carl, you could win most improved mayor with very little effort. Just read the job description. Hold the room. Use the gavel. Say, thank you, your time has expired, but do it like you mean it. Do it with a tiny bit of compassion. Tourists, okay, tourists are not sitting in the council chambers in Lewiston, but they do read headlines, and they do see clips. And Carl, they're hearing gunfire. You can't afford that. We can't afford that. And while we're talking to everybody, okay, if anybody has any ideas on how we can at least clean up the image of the growing homeless population, anybody in the room? Family, anybody? If you got an idea, would you write it up on a sticky note and put it up on the refrigerator so we can all see it? All right. Every town, every city, everybody, I'm going to need you to clean up your room. No, I mean, I'm going to need you to clean it up. I mean, pick it up, trim it back. Could you smile once in a while? Maybe put some flowers in the barrels. Fix the sign that's been leaning since the Bush administration. Can we get the cones out of the road when the work is done? Or finish the work and get the cones out of the... If you got a sandwich board on the sidewalk, can you make sure it doesn't look like it just survived a bar fight? And business owners. Now, this is your moment right here. This is your moment. Train the kid behind the counter, please. Do not let the first words out of her or his mouth be, "We're out of that." Instead, teach him this. Let me see what we can do. Let me see what we can do. Because that sentence right there, that sentence is money. And you know what? We need their money. Okay, so family meeting, here's the family rule. From Memorial Day to Labor Day, we are all on ship. Republicans, stop looking like you're auditioning for the circular firing squad. We talked about that. Democrats, stop acting like every tourist from Ohio is personally responsible for national policy. Candidates, stop swearing on camera. Graham, looking at you. Protesters, coordinate your outfits. Mayors, Carl, run your meetings. Bangor, fucking pick up the needle. Pick up the needles. And Augusta, I know you're not in session, but can you at least act like you're trying to make it easier for people that still make things? And everybody else, clean it up. And then smile and wave. Smile and wave, boys. Give directions. Recommend the pie. Tell them where the bathroom is. Tell them where the bathroom is, but not the one that Graham's been using, and certainly not the public ones in Bangor. Okay, family meeting over. Everybody back here for supper at 5:30. It's Fend for Yourself night, but tomorrow night it's Red Hots, baked beans, and if the tourist acts, yeah, that's the way we eat every single night.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.